As we settle into our practice, our sitting practice, let's just make sure we feel really embodied. There's a real sense of the feet, the bottom, the hands, of being really planted. Asking ourselves what brings us to practice, what our intentions are. And with interest and friendliness, coming into the body breathing, the sense of the body sitting here, feeling those contact points, and then simply knowing breathing within that. Letting your focus on the breath be as you need it to be, whether it's a very single-pointed awareness at the nostrils or a little more open and broad awareness at chest or belly. Or perhaps it's a sense of breath and body as a whole. Whatever fits for you right now, whatever will allow you to gather your awareness into the present moment most easily. Simply breathing in and breathing out and knowing it. And gently bringing the wandering mind back whenever you notice it. Perhaps with a little mental note. Just coming back again and again and again. taking good care of any hindrances, opening to the wanting mind, the not wanting mind, opening to sleepiness, restlessness, doubt, feeling them through the body with interest, with friendliness, rather than being hindrances, they can become gateways to awareness and to presence. And to skillful responses, such as opening the eyes with sleepiness or standing, maybe standing too in response to restlessness. Feeling the sensations of the wanting, craving mind, the aversive mind. Noticing what happens when we open to these mind states, and also the difficult mind state of doubt. Oh, I just can't do this today. This practice is too hard for me. I don't know if I'm doing it right. It's really tricky, doubt. See if you can feel it through the body. Ah, here's doubt, or here's wanting, or here's not wanting. Sleepiness, restlessness, here it is. Let go of the I. Let go of I am craving, I am not wanting, etc. Leave the I out of it. Here's this experience, or there's that experience. Or this is how doubt feels. This is how craving feels. And when we do that, when we open to these experiences, then we're already present, we're already back, we're not lost. And we can watch the experience arise and pass away, its impermanent nature. We can feel the dukkha of it. And we might even appreciate how it's arisen out of a whole multitude of conditions and causes. And everything that takes us off the breath is a teacher of the three characteristics. Everything. And so we anchor ourselves in the present moment through breathing. And we welcome everything that shows up. The thoughts, the emotions, the stories, the sounds, the sensations. We're pushing nothing away. As these experiences arise, we notice them, we open to them, we can tag them. Ah, here's this, or this is how anxiety feels. Or this is sadness moving through. Or here's thinking. Whatever it may be, we leave the I, the pronoun I, out of it. And this helps us to open to the experience as a conditioned arising, not as something that defines us. We can experience it arising out of conditions and causes. We can feel it through the body. And with this kind of tagging, we might notice there's some sense of participating in a human experience, not a personal experience, something much greater than ourselves. That sense of common humanity may show, a sense of conditionality of experiences may show, and compassion has a chance to arise. And then we gently ease back to the breathing. As we open and tag different experiences that show. We might even also just silently whisper to ourselves, ah, yes, or oh, of course, as a gesture of welcome, but also of appreciating that these experiences arise out of a world of conditions and causes. Even if we can't identify them all, which we surely can't, just saying, ah, yes, or of course, may help us appreciate the truth of conditionality. And as you've been sitting here, there may have been some experience that has shown a number of times, or there may be some background concern that you're sitting with today that you might deliberately invite into your practice so we can work with the difficulty using the RAIN acronym. And if there is no difficulty for you, then as I'm saying these instructions, just carry on with your practice. And so recognizing whatever difficulty may be of concern, giving it a name perhaps. Allowing it to be here. Perhaps taking a bit of time to be clear about any background story. Here we use story as a gateway. Who, what, where, when of it all. And then as you feel ready, gently dropping the story and just noticing through the body all the places where the difficulty may be showing. Scanning through. And sometimes we just keep scanning and noticing all of the experiences through the body. Other times we can investigate the eye of RAIN by focusing in on one particular area. So we get intimate as we investigate. And we may possibly also inquire, what am I believing? Or what am I clinging to? What am I holding on to? Or simply, what is this? What is this? And letting the body speak. And letting go of there being any intellectual answer that the left brain wants. Simply investigating by opening to what body has to say. and letting the end of rain simply show itself as nature unfolding, or not always so, or that this experience, this difficulty is not all of who I am. It's not mine, it's not myself. It's not I. So taking some time for working with the difficulty using rain. Noticing where you're at with your practice, your rain practice. Can feel very unfinished, it's okay, it's natural. Take a few moments now to stabilize yourself in a sense of body sitting, standing, breathing. And another N for rain can be nurture or nourish. And so let's take a bit of time for this. Let's engage in a little bit of self-compassion. So holding in mind this difficulty or some other difficulty, or maybe it's just the struggle to practice today. Holding ourselves in mind and wishing for ourselves, may I be held in compassion. May my pain and sorrow be eased. May I have peace. May I be held in compassion. May my pain and sorrow be eased. May I be at peace. And silently repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing. Possibly hand to the heart or some other soothing touch spot. The forehead, the shoulders, the neck, the belly. Giving yourself a squeeze. Whatever feels appropriate for now. yourself to pause with that and to remember that we never struggle alone, that others too have these experiences, and that within this community you've been sharing your struggles with one another. People here and some who aren't able to be with us today. So let's extend our well-wishing outwards to this community. May we all be held in compassion. May our pain and sorrow be eased. May we all be at peace. May we all be held in compassion. May our pain and sorrow be eased. May we all be at peace. So repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing as you hold in mind the community here. And pausing with that, feeling the body sitting and breathing, perhaps the breath through the heart area with some soothing touch. And letting our good wishes extend outwards to all beings, to this planet, with all of its struggles and sorrows. May we all be held in compassion. May everyone's pain and sorrow be eased. May we all live in peace. May we all be at peace. And then pausing with the phrases and just being with yourself just as you are, perhaps scanning through the body, opening. Noah Levine writes, "Everything is unfolding based on causes and conditions. Our happiness or suffering is dependent on how we relate to the present moment. If we cling now, we suffer later. If we let go and respond with compassion or friendliness, we create happiness and well-being for the future." And I would add, for ourselves and for others.